Welcome to episode 266 of They Do Degawa Bookmakers. This week, if you go over to TeiDoDegawaBookmakers.podbean.com, you will be able to see a book I finished this week. It is an Islamic German book made out of junk paper, spare paper that I wasn't going to use. It's Islamic German because it's an Islamic binding which has that flap that goes over the text block to protect the text block that Western books do not have. It's Germanic because I have a tram ticket from Vienna plastered on the front, so that's the German part. And the primary reason for me doing that, not plastering a tram ticket from Vienna on it, but making the Islamic binding, was to practice making Islamic binding, and I learned a lot. One of the problems with Islamic binding is the flap needs to be cut differently from every other thing. For example, if you're making an ordinary Western style book and you cut the end papers or the cover papers, it's a 90 degree angle from the edge, but the flap is not a 90 degree angle, so you have to be careful about that. And then you have another fold to concern yourself with end papers. Main part of the book is end papers are easy to put on, but the flap is something I had to work on, which worked out quite well. Anyway, it was a lot of practice, and I learned a lot, and I've made Islamic bindings before, but not for a long time. The second thing I'm doing is making blank notebooks for sale. Blank notebooks with, of course, my own unique covers and interior title page. Hopefully I'll make two or three or four of these before the end of the month and sell them to people who are interested in blank notebooks. Maybe some with graph paper and some with just lines. I haven't decided which to do, but I will probably decide in the next few hours. In fiction, I have been busy with three things. One is recording Calvado, which you can find over on calvadoaudio.podbean.com, the audio version of Calvado. And second is editing the new Crucifixions, which I finished in December. And the third thing I'm doing is continuing to write, refreshing my memory of a book I started about 2 years ago called The Posthumous Autobiography of the Widow Agnes Groot, Death Weaver. She is a weaver who lives in Lowell, Massachusetts, and was born in 1850 and can predict and help prevent deaths of people around her. Some people don't listen to her and die, and some people listen to her and live. And she dies herself in 2020. 2 years ago when I started the book, after she has taught weaving to a great-grandchild or a great-great-grandchild, or I don't remember the relationship, might even be a great-grandchild's wife, but she dies at 170 in 2020. I like the idea, I like the premise, a little bit of history, and a little bit of weaving. The fourth thing I'm writing on is a book I talked about here called Molly Bright. I have changed the title. That's not the only thing I've done, but I have changed the title because Molly is a main character, but she is not the only character that changes. Many characters change in this book called Molly Bright, but now it's called Surfing Osaka. It starts out with them surfing in Miyazaki, another prefecture here in Japan. Somebody gets kidnapped and taken to Osaka, and the rest of the novel takes place in Osaka, except the last chapters where the characters start living new lives in new places. So I said that was three things, but that's actually four things. Editing new Crucifixions, making the audiobook of Calvado, writing the posthumous autobiography of Agnes Groot, and writing on surfing Osaka. It looks like I'm busy, doesn't it? Well, I guess I am, especially if I start making notebooks for sale. Okay, well, thanks for dropping by. Hope to see you again soon. See you next time.